This afternoon, we will give the drummer some, celebrating his 70th birthday this year with pianist Chick Corea and bass player Stanley Clark. It's a legendary Jack DeJohnette, known for his work with Miles Davis, Charles Lloyd, Keith Jarrett, and he's also the recent recipient of the NEA Jazz Masters Fellowship. Here we go. It's the Jack DeJohnette Trio.
Thank you.
drummer Jack DeJohnette and his all-star trio, Stanley Clark at the bass, Chick Corea piano. I'm Abe Beeson. Now, Jack, I'm sure most jazz fans know you as a drummer, but you're a wonderful pianist as well. In fact, that was your first instrument. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the two instruments influence each other, or is one your stronger instrument? How do you feel that works out?
Oh, it definitely. You know, I found out a lot about drumming from playing the piano, because different drummers bring out different aspects of your creativity, you know. And so depending on what music you write, you know, Chick and Stanley can attest to that. You know, when you want a certain thing for your music, you'll call a certain drummer, because that drummer, oh, so-and-so will fit this really perfect. Oh, no, this will be great for this. And so by, you know, playing piano myself in situations with different drummers, I, you know, check out different drummers that would bring out other things, you know, the highest level of, you know, creativity. So I got a view from that perspective. And then playing drums myself, you know, knowing the harmony, you know, and the melody, and knowing what's going on in the form and the chord changes, I also think of the drums like a piano, too. Like, so it's a orchestral instrument to me. You know, the cymbals are like the sustain pedals, you know, or to the piano, you know, so, you know, they connect up a lot of things. So, as a result, it helped me, you know, respond to the music in certain ways that, like, you know, if Chick plays a harmonic voicing, it'll set off a rhythm, or it'll set off a tone, certain tones that I've got, you know, tuned on my drums, or it may bring out a cymbal, you know, or Stanley might play something, you know, a rhythm or some notes, or repeat them, and then that'll set me off on another space. But I think the best thing is, you know, I play decent piano, but, you know, when I came to New York, I got hired as a drummer, and I thought, well, you know, I might may just do better doing this, making the drums my main thing. I just keep the piano happening. It helps me write, and I still like to improvise every now and then. But the plus for me playing with the drums was that I got to play with all these great piano players from the drum chair, you know, and bassists. You know, I got to play with, you know, the Gary Peacock and Eddie Gomez but the piano part, you know, it's I've learned a lot about the instrument through osmosis, just playing with all everybody, you know, all these great players, you know.
Do you think playing with these great players developed your style, or do you think you pretty much had the drums figured out young and would just adapt to each setting? Was there a growth period you'd go through with each different band you played with, like Charles Lloyd, Miles Davis, Keith Jarrett? Was it a whole new set of skills?
Well, no, it was just a vibration, an intuitive thing of learning how to play what the music called for. Some music was, like for instance, Joanne Burkeem's music was very, very organized. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out, the challenge for that was playing precisely what she wrote, and also making it flow, you know. And she used to get Eddie Gomez and I, you know, because she thought we did a good job of, you know, interpreting her music. But, I mean, it was challenging. But, you know, it was rewarding, too, you know, the challenges that came through that. It was really great. So
Jack DeJohnette is here with Stanley Clark bass and Chick Corea piano. Let's hear another song from this all-star trio.
Is it? This is Victor Feldman, right? Victor Feldman, too. Yeah, and off of an album called Seven Steps to Heaven that Miles did. This is called Joshua.